Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's day, ladies and gentlemen, of course, is October the 4th, 2019, as we begin our growth series for the month of October, as we start the new month off. I just wanted to share with everybody, I'm super excited as we begin to close out this year, 2019, and get ready for the new year, 2020. And what are you guys doing right now to build your network strong as we close out this year? And since this is now the fourth quarter of the month, what are we doing to lock in and generate new business on a regular, consistent basis? And that's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Generating new business is what's going to sustain your business as well as with your repeat customers that you currently have. And so your goal today, and what we're going to be talking about today, is basically acquisitions, generating new accounts, building your brand, building your business, so that way you can make sure that you're doing what is called excellent customer service and basically making sure that you share your opportunities on a regular, consistent basis. People don't know what you have, nor do they know exactly what you do until you start to share it. So this is what I want to share with everybody that is listening to me right now, and I'm so excited for the growth of this show for the past 7 years that we've been doing it. We've been sharing tools and tips here at GTE Professional Network Radio, and talking with business owners across the country as they help them to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And we also have celebrities that also have small business or businesses as well, basically on top of what they do in reference to that. Again, it's all about multiple streams of income and making sure that you're leaving a legacy in the community where you are. What are we doing in the community, in the marketplace, to do this on a regular, consistent basis? How are we assisting each other? How are we talking and sharing with each other? And basically, the bottom line, what are the results that we're getting when we see others succeed as well? And it's not all about you, and you can't do it all by yourself. You will need to build a team, and this is what it's all about, why we call it a network, and why this is a network radio show, is because we're talking about building networks, helping people as we help ourselves. So the PHP effect is always in play, people helping people. And so your goal as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, or even a startup in the marketplace, in the community where you are, is to make sure that you're consistently building your brand and giving quality customer service to each and every person that you interact with. And not only that, and also share your opportunity. Word of mouth still works. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about that, and making sure that we continue to give quality customer service and let people know that once you receive the great signature service from my business, guess what? You're going to be sharing it with other people that you know in reference to that and let them know exactly what you have gotten from this other company. And so that's what it's really all about, ladies and gentlemen. You want to be the buzz. Let them talk about you in a good way, not in a bad way, but in a good way, whereas now people will begin to understand exactly why you're in business to do what you do. Look at what your competitors are doing or not doing and just basically be unique and different in the marketplace from what everybody else is. And that's basically going to be your step right there so that way others can begin to say, well, you know what, this XYZ company is totally different from this XYZ company, so why don't we go here? People only want to go where they feel comfortable, where they feel trust, and they know exactly that you are serious and that you mean business. And in reference to that, in retrospect, your goal is also to make sure that you be real. Real with yourself, real with the opportunities. Again, the product, the service that you're providing in the marketplace, everybody else can do the same thing you're doing. So what makes you different from everybody else that's selling the same products or having the, or providing the same type of service that you're doing? What makes you so different? What makes you so unique? And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. You have a unique gift and talent here in the marketplace. So your goal is to utilize that to help others, again, as you help yourself. And be different. Make sure your website is definitely unique and different, and also that it's interactive. I share this all the time, ladies and gentlemen, that if your website is interactive and that you can get feedback from your customers direct, you're going to win big this way. You're going to continue to feed information so you can improve what you're doing, and then also continue the quality service that you're doing where others are liking you. When you get the star levels and 4 stars and 5 stars in reference to how many people that, if you notice that on the search engines, when you go to Google, Yahoo, Bing, and all of these guys, they will definitely give you a review. Reviews are big. Reviews is what also gives you an opportunity to let people try you out who don't know about you. But because they saw a great review about you and they saw the quality of service given to you, given out there in the marketplace by others who trusted enough to use your service in your business, that's going to give you the opportunity to generate new customers. Your goal is to generate new customers. Building your business and brand bigger is by adding new accounts to your repertoire. On a regular, daily, and consistent basis, this is what we're all about. So if we do this, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to help you, not hurt you, but help you to understand what it is you need to do on a consistent basis. What do your marketing campaigns look like? What are you doing on your website? And then also, what marketing materials are you sharing on a regular daily basis? And what promotions are you running? Remember the 5 P's of marketing. I keep sharing this all the time. Again, it's all about people, product, price, place, promotion. Again, the more we stay focused on these, ladies and gentlemen, the stronger we are, the better we are. And guess what? We can start moving much faster and bigger because we have now a network that's working with us as well as working for us, so that way we don't have to do all the heavy lifting. Again, I'd rather have the efforts of 100 people than have 100% of my own effort. That's a quote, believe it or not. And you want to make sure you're building your brand, your business on this level. Again, if you have more people helping you, supporting your brand and business, the better you are. Now, let's start locally, in the community where you are. Are you co-oping with other companies near you? You got other organizations as well. Are you supporting anyone? Churches, nonprofit organizations, Chamber of Commerce, you have that. And you also have the directors. Are you listed properly? And also, what type of website do you have that's going to showcase exactly what it is you do? And if you have an e-commerce site where people can make purchases off your website, you want to make sure that's seamless as well, so that way people can easily click and order. And that's it. And then guess what? You get the information about the order, and then basically you begin to ship it out to them once the order has been placed. So we want to keep things seamlessly and streamlined enough. When was the last review you've done about your business? This is the fourth quarter, ladies and gentlemen. Every 90 days, I do a review. Every 90 days, I put together a game plan so that way I know what have I done in the 3 months that I've been running. And then I'll go back and look at it and see exactly what were my results. What did I get and what did I gain, and also what did I lose? And what I should have done or what I did need to do more of versus less of. So you got to look at the weight of the thing. Are you doing more managing or are you doing more sales? Are you giving them enough information and sharing, or are you worried about all the logistics of the business? And then if you're doing that, ladies and gentlemen, and you're upside down, you got to turn it right side up. You got to be on top of these things so whereas you don't get distracted of the core business, and that is basically promoting the business on a daily basis, 5 P's of marketing. Again, you have to make sure you do this consistently. Recruiting the right group of people to participate with you is the key. That's basically customer acquisition. Bringing in new business is always a great opportunity for you to move to the next level and get to the next goal set that you have for whatever your monetary goal is or how much you need to generate to sustain the business. What does the revenue amount look like? Is it $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month, whatever that may be, whatever that number is? You need to know what that is, and you need to generate, start moving toward that on a consistent basis. But you can't do that if you're all tied down, your hands behind your back, trying to figure out the logistics and also the issues that may happen or the challenges that may happen in your business. You understand that if you don't focus on the right thing at the right time, you can miss out on a great opportunity that can propel your business to the next level. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, leveling up. That's what we're talking about, leveling up. How do you level up your business? I need to level up. I need to make sure that I'm moving to the next step, next stage of what I'm doing. Well, let's go back. Business 101. As we talk about acquisitions, customer acquisitions, and we talk about sales and promoting and marketing, but we also talk about formulation. The stages of business is your formulation stage, your concentration stage, your momentum stage, and then after a while, your stability stage. But let's talk about the formulation stage real quick. On the formulation stage, you don't know everything about the marketplace. You don't have all the details yet as to what will work, what won't work. But if you draw out a system, which saves yourself time, energy, and money, and put together a system, to whereas you know the end user, your demographics, your target market, your age group that you're trying to reach in your business, will also solidify you as to what you need to be doing on a regular daily basis. Notice I keep saying daily. You cannot stop, you cannot take a break, and you cannot just hang up your coat because now you've done a little bit. You need to do this full out. That's why businesses have set hours to work during the day. Some from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., some are longer, some are shorter, based on the type of business that they have. So you're in operations during these times each and every day. 7 days a week. Some people don't shut down or don't quit or don't close up shop on a particular day, unless, you know, holiday. But as an internet-based business, if your business is online, you're 24/7. You don't have to worry about it because people are going to check you out regardless and search you no matter what. Depending on your AdWords and keywords and whatever you put together there to get your business listed in the search engines, then you will basically start generating new inquiries about the typical product or service that you're providing in the marketplace. So let's go back again. We talked about the formulation stage. Then you have your concentration stage. That's when you start focusing more about what I'm doing right and that I can continue that so I can start building more momentum. And once you start building momentum in your business, now you're going to be on a whole other plateau, a whole other level. That's your level up. That's how you level up. And the more we stay focused on this, ladies and gentlemen, the better we are, the stronger we are. And guess what? Now we can duplicate that, and that's the power of duplication. If I can continue to duplicate this, help more people in the marketplace providing these services, and or products that I have, and I'm just basically satisfying these three things in the marketplace is what people want, need, can afford, then I'm going to basically be streamlining it. I'm going to be definitely flooding the gate. There's never too much exposure, ladies and gentlemen. You got all types of avenues you can take and utilize to build your network, to grow it stronger than what you have now. But if you don't take the time to start right now, then it's going to take you a longer time to get there because nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So you have to start looking at what can I do? What do I need to do right now? How do I get to this next point? How do I level up? Again, what are you doing daily? What is your behavior? What is your consistency like right now in the marketplace? How often are you promoting? How often are you marketing? How often are you sharing the opportunities that you have in your business to build your network and your net worth? And the answer, guys, we need to really sit down and go over this. Do a review. Do an analysis of what it is you need to be focusing on so that way you can start hitting it today. It's never too late. So you know what you got to do, just do it. Be like Nike, just do it. Don't think, don't try to draw it out to a point where I'm worried about this, I'm worried about, well, worry don't get you nowhere. Actions do. You want the results, you got to put in the work. Regardless if you're tired or not, regardless if it don't seem like it's working right now or not, but you still just got to do the work. And the more you do the work, ladies and gentlemen, the better you are, the stronger you are, and guess what? You're going to start receiving the results, and the floodgates will start to open, and everybody will start coming and asking you questions about your company, your brand. But you got to get a team of people to help you build it. Again, you're not an island. You cannot do it all by yourself. So you want to make sure you take the time out to do it right, to take notes as to what I need to do each and every day to get to the next level, to add more customers, to build up my revenue stream, so that way I can continue to assist more people as I assist myself. And again, if you have employees, you know what you got to do there. But if you got a team of business partners and a network where they're sharing the product and the service that you're providing and also growing it, then you want to basically make sure you're doing all your part to continue to create new ways of generating revenue. Promotions, creating new promotions on a weekly basis. Look at the companies today. We're getting ready toward Black Friday, which is going to be the busiest time in the year for retail. And if you're a retailer and have a product business, this is going to be something you want to pay close attention to so you can generate the revenue that you're looking for. Making sure you have enough products on hand. Not only that, your shipping time if you're shipping the products yourself. And then also who your partnerships with or who you're co-oping with to help you move the brand and the products that you have. If you have a sales force, you definitely want to utilize each and every one of them and make sure that they're understanding exactly what it is you have. That is basically the cusp of you building your network successfully and strong and not accepting anything or not taking leaving any stones unturned. But you want to turn up so you can level up so that way everybody will get a chance to see exactly what it is you're doing. And the more, ladies and gentlemen, you do this, the better you are, the stronger you are. And guess what? You're going to see the results at the end. Again, your 90-day run. This is the last quarter of the year. What are we doing to continue to build the network, to help more people as we help ourselves, to be the type of company that's going to be a household name where others begin to look you up and say, wow, I want to get with that company. I want to be a part of this. And people are only going to participate where they see value. And the quality of service that you're providing helps you get there. So you got to look at that end of it. What does your customer service look like? How are you assisting the clients when they call and make inquiries about the product or service that you provide in the marketplace? And what are you doing in the community to share that? Are you marketing properly? Are you advertising? Are you giving yourself some kind of idea as to what it is you need to do? But again, you have to be consistent and persistent if you want to grow. You cannot stop. You cannot be stagnant and say, well, I'm going to do it this week, and then the next 2 weeks I don't do nothing. That's just not the way it works. You have to stay focused, and you have to stay consistent in order for you to see the results. It takes time, but yes, that time is going to be well spent because you're doing the right thing, and you're making sure you're connecting the dots when it comes to building your business from point A to point Z. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what you want to do when it comes to building your brand. Again, leveling up, adding new customers, building your brand, and making sure everybody understands exactly what it is you're doing. Keeping it simple. The more we keep it simple, the easier it is for everybody to participate and join and jump right in. And you're utilizing your customers also as your runners, empowering them and educating them, giving each person what is called a great experience. I like that term. Giving my customers a great experience. We greet, relate, we educate, we ask, and we thank them. That's the great experience. We want to give each customer a great experience so when they leave my company or my store, they'll know that they're getting the best of the best of the best. That, again, keeps them to repeat coming back to you because you gave great quality service and you gave the customer a great experience. And there's nothing above great, nothing above all. But you want to give each person a great experience with your product and service and answering questions and inquiries that they may have from whatever they're looking at. So, again, that's your homework. These are the things you need to be doing on a regular, consistent, daily basis. The more you stay strong on this, ladies and gentlemen, the better you are, the stronger you are. And guess what? You won't have any problem doing what you need to do. And that's why I'm super excited as we close out this year, 2019. And super excited about the opportunity. And guys, if you want to check me out and learn more about the opportunities that I'm sharing here, I want you to go to my website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And again, I'm so thankful for the new businesses that new startups that we've helped with the web design and marketing for them, Next and Go services out of St. Louis, Missouri. We got Lucas in Nevada for Dr. Williams, and we also have Sam and Kim Bean here in Houston, Texas, that we designed a site for their button business, for their Foresight marketing group business. And you have to have foresight in order to grow where you can continue to navigate through the things that may come up. You got to have foresight. And to build your business strong, you've got to have foresight. And so I'm really excited about that. And also my other previous companies that I've helped and do my campaigns for, of course, MSS Auto, and then I have Mylan Service Station, as well as all the other companies that I'm talking about around the country. And so this is what it's all about, as we are here to help you be successful in your adventure as you continue on this entrepreneur journey to help others in the community where you are as you begin to help yourself. But again, you help enough people get what they want, you automatically, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, get what you want. So again, I'm super excited. I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and it's going to be a pleasure, whether it's a privilege. That's my brother, Les Brown. And again, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about continuing the faith and keep fighting and keep building the dream. So until next time, next week, we're going to have a special guest on our show as we continue to go in our growth series throughout the month of October. This is for the Hunt for Red October, as we're talking about growth on a real level, and we're talking about generating the revenue that we have. And we also participated, my company, Global Touch Enterprise, now with the travel industry as we continue to help save money up to 70% off on your bookings. So I want you to check it out. Go to the website, www.globaltouchenterprise.net, and look for the icon iBoomerang, and you'll begin to see why it's called iBoomerang and why we talk about giving out goodwill and goodwill comes right back to you and how we can help you save as a consumer. We give you a free website. It's yours to use. Anytime you use it, you're going to save and rack up. Also, points as we continue to use the site, so you can continue to grow and understand this, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about connecting the dots and building your business strong. And again, look out for that. If you have any questions, you can always contact us on our website. Again, it's interactive, and you can also schedule an appointment with us off the website. Again, being interactive is key. So that's what you want to do. Check it out. Let me know what you think. And again, until next time, I will see you guys at the top. And if you have any questions, please believe, go to the website, www.globaltouchenterprise.net, and we will definitely be of service in assisting you to help you grow your business strong. And until then, keep the faith, and ladies and gentlemen, keep building the dream.